Live.
You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Walson. I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in and text in on today's show by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You can call in and text in on today's show by calling in at 833-212-1017. 1017. Again, the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. You can call in, text in to share your thoughts on the show. You can also watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brothers. He holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. All right, Truth Nation. Well, breaking news before we get into the midweek recap. Yeah, midweek recap. We're going to do it. I do want to share with y'all. Off the top, the United States Supreme Court has just ruled the use of race as a factor to consider drawing congressional lines is a violation of the law. So basically, we have our Congress and we have the maps that are drawn by states. And states are no longer able to use race as a factor when creating the boundary lines for these congressional maps that help elect who's going to represent different districts across America. So technically here, we are represented by Gwen Moore. Prior to that, I believe it was Tom Barrett. So basically, they are saying that you no longer have to factor in race. They believe that violates the law. And it sounds good. But I think the one thing that people have to understand is that we always have to remember why. Like, why we had this in general. Why was this the case? Why did we have it so race was a factor that was brought in when it came to drawing these congressional maps? And we have to understand is that we got to allow for the past, right? This is another example, is people need to allow for the past to educate our decisions in the future, in the now. And I think too far often currently in the current climate that we have is that we are completely ignoring the horrific things of our past, thinking that we as a country have moved forward and past that, when that is just not the truth. They used to spread black voters out and break it up to weaken our voice. And of course, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need to have race be a factor in many things in life, but we do not live in a perfect world. We live in a world where we see black voices being suppressed. And the result of this, I believe, will be more black voices get suppressed in red states. The courts give lawmakers now permission to draw districts and create plans that will weaken the influence of black and other minority voters. What you may even see is you may see a lot of states rush to try to redraw their maps in their districts before the midterm election here in 2026. Some folks believe this can lead to up to 10 majority black seats in Congress to be completely eliminated. So, again, this is breaking news. And I think it's something that we have to understand, that we live in a time now where people really believe equality exists. Equality does not exist. It just doesn't. But unfortunately, people believe that we don't need to have things in place in order to encourage diversity. But I ask those who believe that to take a look around their workspace, take a look around their friends groups, take a look around their neighborhoods, take a look around to the people you interact with on a day-to-day basis. If your group is not a reflection of America, then you should question why. You should be questioning why. But with that being said, Truth Nation, again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Again, give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe. Today's show will be named, Was It a Hoax? Was the White House correspondent dinner? Uh-oh. We're not on YouTube. All right. Well, we'll get it named up. But again, but with that being said, oh, our YouTube got signed out. All right. Well, let's take a look here and we'll get it all figured out. But with that being said, Truth Nation, we're going to hit you with the off the top. Excuse me. We're going to hit you with the weekend recap.
Y'all know what? It's Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Truth Nation, some of the biggest headlines you need to know for today, Truth Nation, is gas prices are going up. Truth Nation, I ain't gonna lie to you. I get my gas from Sam's Club. I really do. Because I know it will always be the lowest gas price in town whenever I go to Sam's Club. Now, when you are saving $2 to $3 every time you fill up, it's worth it. If you go get gas every single week, you know, if I'm not a mathematician, but it's usually 4 weeks in a month, that's $10 to $12 a month I'm saving over a span of a year, I'm saving $120. So it all adds up when you're saving that amount of money. So typically, I don't know exactly how much gas is and the gas price of gas is on other places unless I'm on E. Unless I'm on E and I say, well, I got to get gas, which happens once in a while. But today I rolled past a gas station. I yelled, damn! Gas is now $4 a gallon in Milwaukee. Yes, gas is now $4 a gallon. And unfortunately, this is only going to go up for we people here in southeastern Wisconsin due to refinery issues in Indiana. Now, when you have those additional issues compounded with the Middle East gas issues due to the war, we get higher prices at the pump. Now, according to AAA, the average price per gallon in Wisconsin was at $3.93 on April 28th, up from $3.70 just a week ago. Gas is going up. 1 month ago, gas was $3.64 on March 28th, up from a year ago on April 28th for $2.99. And I remember when I got gas a couple weeks ago, gas was only like $2.30, before the whole war stuff hit. And Truth Nation, I think this is absolutely ridiculous. And now I am one who has complained about high gas prices when Biden was in office. I don't care who the president is. If gas is high, I'm going to complain. I want us to find a solution. I was calling for Biden to release some of the gas from the reserves that we have in America to ease the pain at the pumps for Americans. Now, the biggest difference between when Biden was in office and now with the fact that our gas prices went up because of Putin's war, that is why gas went up a couple years ago. When Biden was in office, it's because Putin's war. It disrupted energy markets here in America, but also it disrupted energy markets in Europe, where European countries stopped buying energy from from Russia in order to try to get Russia to stop attacking Ukraine. Now, this time around, when we see these gas prices going up, it's more self-inflicted. This time it's Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. They are the ones to blame for the rise in the gas prices. Truth Nation, this is self-inflicted pain from the Trump administration. Gas was $2.99 a year ago, and it was $2.30 before the end of March when we decided to invade Iran. Trump decided to invade and bomb Iran, and now we are feeling the pain at the pumps. We are paying more at the pump, and there has never been an explanation to why. No one can give us a clear and good reason why we attacked Iran. No one can tell us what the absolute goal is in a country who has never used an atomic bomb, was bombed by a country that has used nukes over and over, at least twice. And we still have an arsenal of nukes. So I wanted to make very clear that the pain at the pump is only going to get worse over the next couple weeks. Go ahead and fill up now, because if you see gas at $3.60, go ahead and pump it. Because I promise y'all, by next week, by the end of next week, gas will be at least $3.90 or higher. Because you got the issue with the Iran war And now you have the issue with the refinery here in Indiana. And then on top of that, guess what? Memorial Day weekend comes and gas just goes up during the summertime because of the specific blend that they use. So, again, we're in trouble. And last week, I discussed how I no longer wanted to vote for a white woman to be in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And this was triggered by the fact that Lindsay Burnett entered the race on the liberal side. Now, she's another white woman. I said, no mas to the white women. Y'all heard me say that last week. And I called on a man to be elected. I called on for the Democrats to put up a man, the liberals to put up a man. Specifically a man of color, but I was willing to just go ahead and vote for a white man because I'm tired of these white women. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tired of them. And news just came out yesterday that Pedro Colon will be running for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court next year. He is a Hispanic man who currently serves as the state appeals court judge. I wish him all the luck again and no more white women. I am 100% for us finally electing somebody that is not a white woman. Because, no offense to white women, y'all. Some of y'all are great, but we can't just keep having all these women getting elected. I just white women specifically. Let somebody else have a chance. But 833-212-1017, we know YouTube isn't up right now. We're going to be working on YouTube to get that up, Truth Nation. We'll be working on YouTube to get that up. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation where I want to talk about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Was it a hoax? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am curious to know, was the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday a hoax? I've been waiting to talk about this. I had other stuff to take care of. But now I really want to know, was it a hoax that we dealt with the White House Correspondents' Dinner? It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll have more conversation next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You can always call in and text in. Our YouTube is having some issues. We're having some issues with YouTube. You can always call in, text in. Also call in, text in here on YouTube. But also remember, April is Sleep Awareness Month. Invest in the sleep your body deserves and get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash with a Tempur-Pedic mattress purchase. At Steinhoffel's, experience the unmatched comfort and support of a Tempur-Pedic mattress designed to adapt to your body and help you wake up feeling refreshed. Upgrade your sleep experience when you add a smart base that automatically adjusts to snoring, because better nights lead to better days. Celebrate Sleep Awareness Month and sleep better. Relax. It is Steinhoffel. 833-212-1017. Again, it's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio. Before we jump in, I did want to talk about something very local here in the city of Milwaukee, and something that I've discussed multiple times before. And it really is the streetcar here in the city of Milwaukee. The streetcar in Milwaukee is something I'm a fan of. I've talked about it many times before, how I actually like the streetcar. I'm a big fan of the streetcar. I like the idea of the streetcar. But also, I'm also a believer of, just because I like something doesn't mean it's something that we have to have. That's just how I roll. I don't believe it's something that I need to be able to have here in order for us to be successful. But again, Truth Nation, I read an article yesterday and today that talked about the streetcar here in Milwaukee. And just to provide everybody with an update of what's happening currently with the streetcar here in Milwaukee. Now, again, big fan of it. I am. But if the streetcar isn't going to expand to reach Marquette's campus and go up MLK to North Avenue, I don't think it's going to be viable. The Hop got some bad news this week, as it had its lowest winter passenger numbers since 2021 and 2022. Thank you to the Journal Sentinel for providing some informative numbers here that I want to read off to you all, because between 2025 of November and February 2026, the HOP saw about 118,000 riders, which is down from 135,000 riders that they saw during that same period. So what we are seeing is a 15,000-17,000 ridership decrease. And that is not something that you want to have right now, as something has been around for years now, almost a decade. You want to see ridership increase. You want to be able to justify the purpose of continuing to invest in this. But not only was it the lowest winter in 3 years, it also was the first time that ridership dipped below 130,000 passengers since that 2021-2022 time. See, now the city believes the reason why we had low ridership during that time was because of the frigid temperatures, right? And I get it. We had very cold, negative something, you know, negative 40 degree wind chill temperatures. It was very cold outside during that time. So I understand that that is a factor that plays into it. And I think it definitely impacted it. But one thing we have to understand and realize is that this is Wisconsin. And with this being Wisconsin, the realization of the fact that it is always going to be cold. And in this year's budget, the city allocated $4 million to help cover an operational budget gap for the HOP. When you have taxpayers covering $4 million for an operational budget loss, right? If you have a gap between what you expend and what you bring in, that is a significant problem. That is not good business, especially for us taxpayers, to have a subsidized public transportation that is that significant. You cannot have public transportation running at that big of a loss. You have to rethink what we're doing, especially when the public transportation really doesn't go too far and it's only serving the purpose for so few people. And again, I want to repeat and reiterate that I love the idea of the HOP and I enjoy riding the HOP. But the fact of the matter is that they need to start charging people to ride the HOP for it actually be sustainable and potentially successful. Because it's not fair to the taxpayers like myself and y'all to have their money put towards something that the majority of people from the city don't even use. If there was a poll that was put out to people who live in the city of Milwaukee asking them have they used the HOP, I can promise you it would be under 50%. If there was a poll to ask people that use the HOP at least once a month, it would be under 25%. The mass majority of the city does not utilize this service that we're providing. Now, the problem that I have is that while we put $4 million into this HOP, we could have used that $4 million to fix the terrible roads that we have in the city. Like yesterday, there was a whole press conference about how the Milwaukee Brewers are spray painting the different areas that we're filling potholes. Like, that's cool. You're filling potholes. But also, like, at what point can we invest in some technology to figure out how we can make sure our concrete every winter doesn't fall apart and buckle? That's where I think we need to be focusing our investment in, is how do we ensure that people, when they're driving their cars, they don't run into these potholes and all of a sudden hubcaps are flying into people's yards like you saw on the south side. That is where we need to be thinking about. Again, just because I like something does not mean, it does not mean that it needs to be in place. And the HOP is cool. I enjoy riding it, but I ain't rode it in, I don't know the last time I rode the HOP. It is a drain on our wallets. It is a drain on our city. And that $4 million could have been invested in something that could help boost everyone's life here in Milwaukee versus the very few. So we'll see what happens. The HOP is going to be under a microscope now. It already is under a microscope. So we're going to see how these rider numbers end up for the year of 2026. Now, usually in the summertime, there is an uptick. But a lot of times that's during the festivals for our guests to be able to enjoy. And one thing that we have to understand, if there is an uptick during the summertime and people ride it because they're coming in town because we have all these events and we have all these conferences, we have Summerfest, we have these festivals, we have all this stuff, then maybe it's time for us to start charging for this HOP to try to offset some of the cost. But if the HOP is not figured out, it will eventually either get shut down, whether the mayor likes it or not. It will become something that will become a campaign topic. And it's going to be a campaign topic that somebody else is going to be able to run laps and circles around the current administration when it comes to the mayoral office, simply because I don't believe that there is a appetite for the HOP, especially knowing that it is a drain on our finances. But 833-212-1017, that's the Truth Talking text line. When we come back, we'll get into the hoax that I believe happened on Saturday.
It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. We'll be giving away an opportunity for somebody to be getting entered to win $5,000 today, but I guess I'm also Tacos and Tequila Fest is back May 30th with performances by Shaggy, Rick Ross, Ginuwine, Soulja Boy, Frankie J, Mims, and more. Now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival Live at Franklin Saturday, March 30th. Call the Truth Talking text line right now at 833-212-1017 and be caller number 5 to win these tickets. Again, that's 833-212-1017, caller number 5 for your chance to win these tickets to the Taco and Tequila Festival Live at Franklin Field. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can now watch and stream us live on YouTube. Boy, that was hectic. You know, when it rains, it pours. Your boy is sick today. And, of course, the day I'm sick, who I need for everything to be as smooth as possible. It was not smooth. But with that being said, Truth Nation, we're going to get right into it now. Now I feel good. I feel whole. Again, make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube. Go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That's the man. That's the man. That's the man. That's the man trying to get at me. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Milwaukee County was a little mad and they tried to, all of a sudden, wanted to make the YouTube bad because they was nervous I finna talk about him today. I'm not about to talk about y'all. You good. You safe, David. You good for now. Got nothing else to say. But Truth Nation, I do have something to say about the current state of our government. And when I say the current state of our government, I just don't know. It doesn't smell right to me. Something just doesn't smash the smell test with me. It really doesn't. And Truth Nation, again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube and give us a like and a share and a subscribe. Was it a hoax? Was what happened on Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner a hoax? Truth Nation, I'm telling y'all, the shooting at the White House, it seemed a little staged to me. I'm just saying, was it staged? I don't know. 833-212-1017. That's the question I have for you. Do y'all think it was staged? And I'll be honest with y'all. A year ago, I would have said, you're crazy. Why would the government do something like that? What do they have to gain? Why would the government fake something like that? Why would the government attempt to assassinate the president and have it whiz past his ear or hit his ear? Well, he had a bandage on, but no leftover marks. And kill somebody. They would kill an innocent person all over an election? No, you're crazy. That's conspiracy talk. That's what I would have said a year ago. I would have said, oh, y'all just a conspiracy theorist. But now, Truth Nation, I don't know. That was all before this Epstein Files fiasco. Before the Epstein Files, I would have assumed all this stuff was real. But after them Epstein Files, I believe nothing. I mean, nothing the government tells us. And it's not my fault. I used to be a believer. I did. I mean, just look at the events and which took place. This just so happened to be the first time. Big announcement. Donald Trump's attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner for the first time ever. That was a big deal. It was a big deal to make sure everybody knew this was going to be his first time going. I don't know what triggered him to go this time, but this is going to be his first time going. And then you're talking about a night which is attended by so many other highly ranked government officials as well. You're talking about the vice president inside of there. You're talking about the Speaker of the House is inside of there. Many of them were people who were in line of succession to be the president if something was to happen to Donald Trump. So you would think the level of security would be as high as possible. But somehow a man got a gun in the building. That's crazy enough. But how security was so inept for allowing that to happen is crazy to me. The lapse in security is unbelievable. Literally unbelievable. And you mean to tell me that one skinny dude can run past security and no one stops him initially? Really? Y'all just see somebody running where your whole job is to say, whoa, stop. You're a checkpoint. How do you allow somebody just to shoo, run past the checkpoint looking like he in the movie Get Out? It just didn't seem right to me. Go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube to look at the event that happened. How the man, his name is Cole, ended up running past security. I want y'all to watch this for yourselves to see if this looks curious to you. Go to 101.7 The Truth to hear the story about the individual, the shooter, alleged shooter in the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Just posted what appears to be the first surveillance video of the shooting incident at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. In the video, you can see a man sprint through the security screening area. Multiple agents draw their weapons in the direction the man just took off, and then a flood of agents head in that direction. The president also posted these pictures he says are of the suspect in custody on the ground. He's being described as a 31-year-old man. The president says that this suspect is from California, lives in an apartment, and that the president says is believed to be a lone wolf shooter. Officials say one Secret Service agent was shot at close range but is in good spirits and has spoken with the president. The suspect is being treated at a hospital for his injuries. The president says that we will learn very soon more about his motives. President.
Listen, Truth Nation, I'm glad that everyone was safe and got out okay. That's the most important thing. But also, a side note, if y'all were there, if y'all watched the video as well, if you saw the video when they were trying to usher out Donald Trump, oh my gosh, come on now. They're trying to usher his old ass out of there, and he tripped over himself and fell. It was on his all fours, talking about they told me to get down. Hell no, your ass fell. This is just a reminder. This is a sign that we need to stop electing these people in their 70s, like upper 70s. Can we just stop? Can we move past this? Biden tripping up, going upstairs, Trump falling over when being helped out when his life is in danger. Just embarrassing. Let's let the younger generation step up and take over. That's what we need. But also my question is, how are there no metal detectors? Like, how is there no way that people, how is there a way for people to get inside with these weapons? And for any of us who have gone to any of these events that include having a president, a presidential candidate, a former president, security is tight. Security is extremely tight. I remember going to, you know, the Kamala Harris stuff or Joe Biden stuff, or even going to a Barack Obama stuff. Typically, security is extremely tight for you to get in. During the RNC, you had to get credentialed and there had to be a security checkpoint in order to get in. So for this to be so nonchalant, it's almost like they wanted it to happen. It's just interesting to me. Again, I can't confirm that it was staged. I'm not going to sit here and say it was staged because that would be irresponsible of me. But I will sit here and say that we should for sure question what our government tries to make appear as being real to us. And it's not our fault to question that. I used to call so many people conspiracy theorists when they came up with all these wild things. But then I saw the Epstein files and I realized, oh, no, a lot of these conspiracies are true. Again, you can watch this stream as live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like and a share and a subscribe. We are now up live on YouTube as we're talking about how I believe this White House correspondent dinner situation could have been a hoax. It could have been staged. I'm not 100% sure. But then I also saw this on Fox News. There was a video where one of their correspondents who was at the White House correspondent's dinner, Asa Hasni, called in to give her firsthand witness account of what she saw. And weirdly, during the call, it abruptly cut off when she was discussing a conversation she was having with White House press secretary husband, who, by the way, is 32 years older than her, his wife. But Carolyn Leavitt's husband, I want y'all to see what happened or hear what is happening, because as she was giving a live interview on Fox News, she started talking about something weird about how Carolyn Leavitt's husband told her to start being careful. And all of a sudden it cuts out, very mysterious. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to watch or turn up your radio to hear.
I want to just quickly tell you, I was sitting next to Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary's husband. He was one of our guests. He was seated right next to me. And, right as the dinner was starting, the national anthem happened, and then he kind of leaned over and said, I watched you on TV, you did a great job, you need to be very safe. And he was just very serious when he said that to me. And he kind of looked around the room and he said, there are some...
Sounds like we lost Aisha's phone there.
Very interesting. He looked around the room and said, there are some, and her phone cuts off. And let me tell y'all something. The government is listening, and Kamala Harris tried to tell y'all that. She said she doesn't use wireless headphones because she understands the way they can tap into stuff. I might be getting tapped right now. Who knows? But I think that is very weird, right? Again, it could have been a coincidence. I don't know, Truth Nation, but it seems very weird to me. Brother Z, you could just nod or not. Was that weird to you? He said, yeah, it was. A very weird situation. Now, the next thing that was very weird that happened, Truth Nation, again, I don't know if this was staged, but I'm saying if it was staged, it's starting to look a little bit like it. Trump got on TV after and he did a whole press conference, right? And during the press conference, he starts talking about not the family of the person who was shot, the security man that was shot, Secret Service agent, excuse me. He wasn't talking about how the situation was panicked. He ended up talking about, he mentioned some things, but he ended up going into how this is a reason why they need to build his ballroom. And when I heard him start talking about the ballroom, I said, wait a minute, a Secret Service agent was shot. And he did acknowledge it. He got shot in the chest. He said he's doing well. But I feel like this wasn't the moment to start talking about a ballroom. It was the moment to make sure that we heal the nation after another assassination attempt, alleged assassination attempt. A Secret Service agent was shot in the chest. And the biggest headline from that is Trump started talking about a ballroom. And it wasn't just Trump who talked about the ballroom. All at the same time, a lot of the minion accounts that support Donald Trump started tweeting out, we need a ballroom, we need a ballroom. And then you saw Lindsey Graham go on TV and say Congress needs to give $400 million for the ballroom, even though it's supposed to be privately funded. $400 million for the ballroom, to build the ballroom. Now, what makes this interesting, Truth Nation, follow me now. The ballroom he wants to build is currently in litigation. It's being stalled out due to the fact that the courts told him that it required for him to get congressional approval for the project. The only way for them not to get congressional approval is if it is a national security thing. And so don't you find it to be interesting that days after the ballroom was paused because he was told by a judge you need to get government approval, congressional approval for a ballroom, unless it is a national security matter. And then during that same week, they have this White House correspondence dinner that Trump was going to, and this happens. And immediately after, the White House and Trump are talking about, oh, we need to build the ballroom. I don't know, Truth Nation. This is a potential hoax. Was it all about getting this ballroom built? And in new court filings only days after the event that happened at the White House correspondence dinner, the Justice Department is now arguing that the shooting at the dinner on Saturday shows that there is an urgent need to allow for the president's proposed White House ballroom to move forward. They went on to say the president needs a secure space for large events that currently does not exist in Washington, D.C. And this court's injunction stalling the project cannot defensively continue for the sake of the safety of the president, future presidents, and their families, cabinets, and staff. Now, the timing of this is impeccable. And instead of focusing on the security lapses at this event, so for the first time ever in this event's history, there was a shooter that was there. This event has been going on for years, decades. And for the first time ever, there was a security lapse. And instead of saying, let's figure out where the flaws were, let's figure out where the weak points were, let's figure out where we messed up at, the White House is focused on, let's build the ballroom for Trump. I'm just telling y'all, this seems very, very suspicious to me. But I don't believe anything that they tell me, because I'm telling y'all, just look at the fact that we have been lied to, I feel like, over and over and over by our government. They refused to release the Epstein files. And the crazy thing about this ballroom, y'all, is the ballroom that Trump wants to build only holds 1,000. The White House correspondent dinner typically has up to 2,600 guests. You're talking about a gap of 1,600 people. Truth Nation, I don't know about you, but our government is corrupt. That's what I believe. For one, I do not know if this was staged, but I do know it smells extremely fishy. Something does not seem right. And Truth Nation, I've said it before. I don't know what goes on with the government behind the scenes, but I know something ain't right. And I look back to what happened where Matthew Crooks, people don't know his name. Matthew Crooks is the individual in Butler, Pennsylvania, back in 2024, who allegedly shot Trump's ear. Allegedly shot his ear, but for sure shot Corey Caparatore, a gentleman who was attending the rally with his family in Butler, Pennsylvania. Now, the family is still demanding answers for what happened and more transparency, but they have not been given that. The government says it's a closed case. So I just find it to be interesting that all of a sudden we have all these different incidents that continue to happen around the president, and the Secret Service isn't figuring out how to make sure we're securing the asset of the president. 833-212-1017. Am I wrong for being skeptical of this event that took place? 833-212-1017. Are y'all like me and y'all have less trust in the government? Because I definitely don't trust our government in this moment. Again, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. You can call in, you can text in to share your thoughts on the show. But again, I just don't understand how the president continues to be in harm's way. And I am not a conspiracy theorist whatsoever. But I will say all this stuff is very odd that is happening. Very odd that this continues to happen. How does somebody with the tight security, I'm telling y'all, I've been to events, a lot of y'all been to events. It seemed to me that it was easier for somebody to run inside that dang event with the White at the White House Correspondents' Dinner than it was for somebody to run inside the damn Pfizer form. How is it more secure at a club in downtown Milwaukee than it is where our president, our vice president, and other political figures are? 833-212-1017. Are you losing faith in the government? Do you believe that there's some conspiracy going on? Again, I reiterate, I'm happy that everybody is safe, but I'm concerned about this trend and this pattern that we see of attacks, quote unquote, almost attacks on our president, and investigations being shut down and people not having answers. Families should not have their family member and loved one murdered, like we saw in Butler, Pennsylvania, and them not get any answers. Again, the fact that a lot of y'all don't know who Matthew Crooks is shows me that there's something fishy about all this. In his ear, I'm telling you, the man, he heals like Wolverine because ain't no bruises on his ear from getting shot. Got his full ear. 833-212-1017. Winky Blue, what are your thoughts on today's show? Do you believe it was staged?
Well, I don't believe it was staged, brother. I mean, it could have been. Anything is possible, Kyle. Like you said, it's alleged. You know, I mean, let's be realistic. It could have been staged. I mean, it's alleged. So one thing about it, though, is the other situations, especially the dude that was out there in Mar-a-Lago around that, hanging out around that golf course that day. I don't know how staged it would be when they get a man life sentence on that deal. He got life plus 7 years from just trying to act like he didn't even get close like this other guy. You know, and we don't know, you know, these guys might just go into the jailhouse and they open the door and let them out the back way. I don't know. But I do know one thing, though, for sure, that we are in a dilemma and we have to do something real quick. And you said you don't trust the government. Did you take the C-19 jab?
I was forced to take it with my job. I was. Private corporation.
Okay. You were forced to take it?
Well, I wasn't forced to take it. It was required for us to come back to work in order to take
the shot. They required my son to take it. He didn't take it, and he walked away from the job, and his old lady took it, and she's been having, we don't know if it's due to that, but she's been having some real tough times, man. I don't know if we, you know, it's not going to be that easy to prove right away anyway. The stuff that they use is long distance. It don't just attack you right away and you fall over like a cockroach. You kick your legs up and bug out. No, it's a little bit more advanced than that.
And I agree. I agree, Winky Blue. Again, I you know, I didn't want to take the COVID-19 shot. I did not want to do it. That's why I did the J&J, the one hitter quitter, which I believe was removed. Because I only want to do it once. I think it is unfortunate, but again, as people who believe in private corporations having all this power and rights, it was keep your job or take the shot. I decided to keep my job. Now, luckily, I haven't had any, you know, fallouts or ramifications or anything happen to me from the shot. And I do believe the shot did save more lives. But, you know, again, it was rapid. It was fast. And I think there needs to be more science to it. Now, it seemed to me that the upside was better than the downfall of it. Because herd immunity would have led to a lot of people dying, a lot more people dying. So, again, I am one person who is not a fan of the COVID-19 shot. But I did take it because I chose my career over my pride. But 833-212-1017, Lewis in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation? Do you believe the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting situation, was it staged or was it real?
It was staged. It was staged. And you know how before, you know, when the president about to come on to talk, before then they had a little pre-talk, the news people.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that before it even came on. It was at the White House and all that. And they were talking to different people. They talked to the Secretary of State. And it's like I'm watching it right now. And the Secretary of State, Pam, she said, yeah, you know, tonight's going to go down in the book of records. Trump, it's going to be a big bang tonight. And we have live entertainment and everything. He said, so what's going on? The reporter to her. And she said, yeah, we're going to have live shooting. He said, wait a minute. What you mean by live shooting? She said, yeah, we're going to have live shooting. There's going to be shooting tonight.
And you said you saw this
where? She was laughing. Huh?
I saw Carolyn Leavitt, the White House press secretary, who said that it's going to be a bang tonight. But I did. I have not seen something where live. And again, I'm not saying that it did not happen. But I'm saying that I didn't see it. And we're going to try to. If you could, text the video to the.
Okay, then check this out.
Yes, sir.
When you said that, okay, then did you see the guy? I think he was like a advisor to Trump or something. And he gives like Trump predictions of what's going to happen. Kind of something like a fortune teller. They talked to him too. Did you see that? Because after I heard, they talked to a dude. And he said the same thing.
I did not see it, but I would love to get this.
Oh, you didn't watch the whole thing. No. See, yeah, you have to watch.
You're talking about the mentalist on the stage.
Yes, after the secretary talked to her, they talked to a guy.
The mentalist after is the her. Entertainer. He's not an advisor to Trump, but he does these things. Or it's crazy because what he can do is he'll tell you like, hey, think of this. You know, I want you to think of your favorite NFL player, and then he will somehow write it down on a piece of paper, and then somehow ask you a whole bunch of questions and figure out who it is. It's crazy. It's mentally crazy. And so I do think it's pretty interesting.
He said it was going to be a shooting.
He said
it's going to be a shooting.
Again, send that. If you could, Louis. No, if you could, Louis, go ahead. Send that to 833-212-1017. We have a little time left, and if we can find it, we'll play it. But I'm very interested to see because again, I don't trust the situation. But one thing I can't do is I can't say, "Oh yeah, that happened." I just need to confirm it first. If it did happen, then there should be video of it. You said it was video of it, then I expect to see video of it. But I will say this. For those who are skeptical that this event was actually real, it is not your fault. It is the fault of the government for not being transparent when it comes to the release of the Epstein files. If you see the stuff that is in the Epstein files, your mind will be completely blown about the underworld that actually happens, the things that go on that we do not see. Truth Nation, a lot of us are not living in the reality. A lot of us are living in just, you know, day to day. But there are people in this world that take advantage of others. They rape women. They kill people. And yes, they sexually assault children. That's what they do. That is the current world that we do live in that we just don't see. And it's sad that they have this world that we haven't uncovered yet. And the reason why the Epstein files are not being fully released and all the stuff isn't coming out is because it is damning for a lot of people. 833-212-1017. I see your calls. I see your texts. Was the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting situation event? Was it staged? Do you trust the government? I'll take your calls. I'll take your text next. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube. You can give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. But I'll take your calls, texts, and I'll read your comments on YouTube next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and there is a video that I will play that I'm not sure this is what the last caller was alleging or was focused on, but there was a video of White House press secretary during an interview. And again, I'm not buying into this saying that she was a prediction, but who knows? So we're going to play that video for y'all at shortly here. So go ahead, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can hear the
White House. I will tell you, this speech tonight will be classic. He is ready to rumble. Uh-huh. I will tell you, this speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight in the room. So everyone should tune in. It's going to be really great. I'm looking forward.
Again, I just thought it was shots fired. It's like, pow, shots fired, not actual real shots fired. She said it. Again, I'm not that deep of a conspiracy theorist, but hey, who am I to trust the government? 833-212-1017. Again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube as was the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting. Do y'all believe it was staged? I want to hear from y'all. 833-212-1017. Al in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Of course it was. That's like me asking you, Kyle, if you walk in front of a city bus, would it hurt? We already know the answer. Mm. Was it AI when he was standing behind the curtain on the stage?
I'm not sure. Standing behind the curtain, just watching everything happen, like it was safe, huh? I'm not sure, Al. I am not sure.
You sure? If I hit you in your foot with a hammer, will it hurt?
Yes, it will.
Okay, then. Well, we got the answer. Then, thank you very much.
Thank you, Al. Have a good day. Good well soon. There must be a bug going around. I don't never get sick. But I'm telling y'all this right now. Your boy is struggling. So, again, I'll leave it at this, Truth Nation. Is that I, for one, I don't like to not believe my government and trust my government, but they have given me every reason not to trust. I just cannot fathom how there can be multiple attempts on the president's life, which this is not the first person that has had some plan to try to assassinate a president, and just one of the very few presidents that have actually been shot. Allegedly, he was shot. Somehow his ear healed like I've never seen before. But I will say there was a lack of preparation that was done. There is no reason why they should be having an event, a correspondence dinner at this space, and not make sure that everybody who comes into that building that weekend, who is staying there, is not walking through a metal detector. There is no reason why there shouldn't be a deeper security perimeter where somebody can just run right through, and then they sit there. They don't even tackle them right away. People just draw their guns. It is their job, when they see suspicious things happening, to apprehend an individual. Everybody that was around and watched failed. Or did they follow the plan? That is something I do not understand. We saw a hero down in Oklahoma, a principal who actually apprehended a gunman in his school. He ran towards it. These folks let people run past, and then all of a sudden, he got tackled. After shooting the gun and shooting a Secret Service member in the chest, luckily he had on a bulletproof vest. But again, I just find it all to be suspicious and interesting, especially with them saying after it, starting to talk about they need to build the ballroom after the ballroom was paused. If you start connecting the dots, you start feeling like this was all a staged event simply to get a ballroom built for the president. I would not put it past them. This government cannot be trusted. This administration cannot be trusted. They consistently lie to the American people. So was it real? I don't know. But is there a significant trust gap and problem with this current administration and just the government overall, not just this administration, past administrations as well? Absolutely. Truth Nation, right now, this is your chance. Also, we're giving away $5,000 coming up here soon, so on Friday. So I want y'all to have a chance to get entered to win $5,000. Be caller number 5 right now at 833. There it is. Be caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win, or excuse me, entered into the 5K giveaway entry for the day, for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 5 at 833-212-1017 to be entered to win $5,000 that we will be giving away this Friday. Again, that is caller number 5 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one is ever injured, do not hesitate to call Gruber Law Offices today. They will take great care of you. You can visit them at gruber-law.com. And for official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, I appreciate y'all bearing with us today as we got technology stuff together. Again, I always say nowadays, don't believe nothing the government tells us. Dig deeper, because they ain't going to always tell you the truth. But again, this has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe Show is up next. From 1 to 4, Truth Nation, make sure y'all continue to tap in so you don't miss any other great truth content that we have. But Truth Nation, I love y'all. Peace out, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow. Together and drive that pumpkin soul.